Are we good?
Yep.
Welcome, folks. This is our Emory County Recreation meeting for November. It is about 5 minutes after six. First agenda item, approval of, well, roll call. We're going to do a roll call. Get that over with. We'll start over here as usual.
Jerry Price is here.
Jordan Leonard here.
Shaw Bell's here.
Danny Whiteleather here.
Mike Justice here.
Tara Ogier here. Brianne Cowley here.
Joel Dorsch here. So we are good. Approval of previous meetings minutes. Any changes? Any additions? Did anybody read it?
Make a motion to accept minutes.
Okay. Second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Okay, discussion and then approval for raising Recreation League participation fees for 2025. I believe that would be yours, Shawnee.
Okay, so if you find this page in your stack of papers, this is what our current fees are. Then there's just kind of what we're suggesting after looking at numbers from this year, and then comparing to even just Carbon, what they're charging. We didn't up anything last year. As you all know, everything costs more right now. Even just to get a t-shirt for these things, everything's just costing us more to put on. So we thought bumping prices up a little bit would help kind of, because what the trend is we're spending more than we're making right now on our leagues. By the time you buy equipment and prizes and jerseys. And
we actually haven't raised league fees for quite a while on most of these, correct?
Yeah, right.
Most of these have been in effect for 5 years,
like
6 years, 8 years, I don't know, a long time.
Yeah, and looking around at different recreations, our fees are very reasonable. I know we're a small town, but I mean, it costs us, we're still paying for these junior jazz jerseys or whatever it might be that are going up for everyone, but we're not charging our people any extra. So not any huge adjustments, just kind of,
so you're not going to raise junior jazz at all?
No.
Okay.
If that's where you feel comfortable, I think those are all very reasonable considering we haven't increased them for a number of years. So I'll just make a motion that we approve this suggested fees going forward for 2000. I'm assuming this would be 2025.
Yes.
So I'll just make that motion.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to increase league participation fees. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Okay, discussion, purchasing of a storage container for the Huntington complex.
This is another one?
Yes, it is. What we'd planned on is we had planned on extending the lean-to outside. Would have been, what do you think, Coach, 2,000, maybe more?
Yeah, it cost between 2,000 and 3,000 to extend it.
2,000 and 3,000. But after we unloaded that storage container, it just seems more practical than adding addition to that.
The addition to that, number one, it's not enclosed, it's chain linked. So I mean, that's the way it is now. The lime sits in one corner. We actually should have the lime setting out towards the middle so it don't get rained on, but we do cover it, but it's still a pain in the butt. And you know, putting anything away in there, you, like the tractor, we usually try to squeeze the tractor in the shed, but this mower is bigger than the other one, and I don't think we can fit the tractor in the shed anymore. So we need more storage over there. That's all.
And it's going to be, I don't remember the exact money, and I left it sitting on my desk, but it's going to be under $5,500 delivered.
It's the same one as the campground that was like 54.
Yeah, they're just more mileage, more trucking fees. So.
Yeah, he's got to come down the canyon 10 more miles.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you that one that we bought for the campground, it turned out nice. It's brand new. It's had one trip, not a dent or ding in it. So.
So it's up to you folks.
How much does the tractor fit in there? Is that
the? Yeah, the tractor. We could actually, which would make it nice. Take the tractor, the mower, the four-wheeler, everything would fit in there, and that shed could be open for, you guys don't know what a pain it is to look for PVC fittings and stuff when you got to climb over mowers and four-wheelers and stuff to look for them. It'd make it a whole lot nicer for that shed to clean it up and have everything where you could find stuff instead of just throwing it in there.
What I propose is to take it out of that $35,000 in PILT money. The county gave us.
So, can we hold off till January though? Because we're so far over budget that there's not room in the budget for it. Yes, we have the $35,000 from the county, but it's not in the budget. So that will come back on me in audit. Because we're already over everywhere.
Yeah, there's no reason why we can wait till then.
Or just tell them we want it, see if we can
have them bill us January 1st.
Yeah.
That's
my only reservation.
They would probably do that too.
Is that PILT money? Is it something that can roll over from until it's all used up, or does it have to be used up?
You can roll it over.
Yeah, so the money is there. So what happens when they give us that money is it just goes into our PTIF account. So it's just a big pot of money. So the money is there. And when we pay our bills monthly, I just take a transfer out of that account and move it into our checking account. So the money is there. It's not that we don't have the money for it. It's just the numbers on the budget that we have to answer to and audit. That's where they're.
Yeah.
So our budget doesn't show that we even received that $35,000.
We're the ones that we as a board are the ones that are really going to look bad, but she's the one that's going to take the heat for it. That's the whole key to the whole thing because the auditor, she's got to face the auditor, not us.
So if we can hold off till January, it's not about having the money or not to purchase it. We still have money left in that $35,000. It's just it doesn't show in the budget.
Right.
Well, it's got to show in the budget.
We didn't budget for it.
No, it went into the it went into the general fund up in the state PTIF account.
So it shows, if you look right here, so this $271,000, the $35,000 is included in that. So it shows on Polaris, but the 2024 budget, this, that I turn into the audit, It doesn't show any of that. It doesn't show, hey, you received $35,000 and that $35,000 is coming out of. That's why.
Don't you give them an adjusted budget?
Once we amend the budget, yes,
right.
Which we do next month. Yes. So it'll be okay, it's just not in the actual budget that was presented.
That's cool. But it's still income. You'd think that somewhere,
Well, she's going to adjust the income in the new budget.
What I turned
in the adjusted budget
was that we estimated we'd make $180,000 of mineral lease money. When we do the amended budget, I'll adjust that to that $271,000. So it will show, and they'll be able to look at that and say, okay, you made that money.
Right.
But the auditors don't like it when it's. your budget is way off.
Okay, so we'll deal with that later.
We can probably make a motion just to wait till January or whatever you guys want.
We're going to be discussing the budget here, so.
If we purchase it in mid-December, they'll bill us till January anyhow, probably.
Right.
Let's table it till next month. I'll make a motion that we table that till next month.
I will second Mike's motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Tabled. Okay, now I'm going to screw up this agenda. I'm going to move, what?
So can't wait.
I'm going to move the executive session to the next item.
Oh boy.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing that, okay?
Yes.
I make a motion we move into executive session.
I'll second.
Got to be a roll call vote?
Yes.
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 Okay. And we will excuse
Tara, or somebody has to take notes. Whoever has to take notes.
Hey.
You're busy.
And you'll have to.
They can't read my notes.
Is the recorder off?
I'll take these notes.
Stop.